When India and China faced off over the border recently in the remote regions of the Himalayas, it was expected that shockwaves would be felt in Beijing and Delhi in diplomatic relations and trade. But no one guessed that some young person doing funny lip-sync videos in a small town in India would find their world turned upside down. Snigdha Poonam is the author of the book, The Dreamers, How Young Indians Are Changing the World.
I was just overwhelmed with, you know, trying to find out more, trying to talk to people, try to write stuff, trying to help people who were like crying on the phone.
The reason? India, in what was termed a digital strike, banned, at least temporarily, 59 apps originating in China, including ShareIt, UC Browser, Cam Scanner, and TikTok. Last year, TikTok, an app that lets you make and share short, funny videos, occupied 5.5 billion hours of Indian watchers' time. Now they are having to go cold turkey.
I feel like TikTok became mainstream through the lockdown in a way that it hadn't earlier, because people were trapped in home and they could only look at, or they could only entertain themselves with escapist content.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. But it's not just TikTok viewers who are having withdrawal. TikTok in the last couple of years has made unlikely stars out of virtual nobodies, or as Poonam says, zero to hero.
And I have seen TikTok stars who've come from villages, moved to Bombay, and then being like, being mobbed by these fans.
They had become brands. People would pay to be in their videos. Some YouTube creator would pay to have them promote their songs or plug knockoff shoes and more.
I've also interviewed people who've endorsed like Pepsi's and Cokes and have made like unmentionable amounts of money from just one post.
What's fascinating about the TikTok stars is most of them would never have had a shot at stardom otherwise. Many of them come from smaller towns in India and are not as groomed and polished as regular Bollywood stars. Like Israel Ansari, he worked as a handyman, didn't even have a smartphone a couple of years ago. This young man with a shock of dark hair, bleached blonde, can dance like a crazed whirligig to Bollywood songs. Not particularly well, but weirdly riveting.
He was bad. He's bad at dancing. He'll admit to that. So they had as good a chance as someone who's very good at dancing, which happens on TikTok all the time. And I think that is what gave someone like him the hope that it's possible.
And that's why some 2 million people follow him, whether they love him or hate him. And as Ansari says in an interview to Hashtag Mumbai, it doesn't matter as long as they keep watching.
बहुत खराब खराब लोग बोलते हैं, पता नहीं क्या क्या बोलते हैं, तो उससे मुझे और खुशी मिलती है. जब लोग जलने वाले हो जाते हैं तभी तो होने लगती है तरक्की.
TikTok took India by storm. Initially, it was like a guilty pleasure, what people called the cringe factor. Watching people make fools of themselves or do outrageous things, camp it up and vamp it up. But the combination of music and fun was tailor-made for a Bollywood-obsessed country, says Poonam.
I can't think of a 17 or 18-year-old who hasn't tried to, you know, imagine themselves singing, dancing, or acting, or just like, you know, lip-syncing or whatever in their private spaces.
Now there are over 100 million active users in India, or where. Of course, it's not just fun and games. There's tons of hate speech, misogyny, caste bigotry as well.
And hate was just like one of the many categories of content that you could put out.
But it was still something where millions of young Indians, new to the internet, uneasy with English, found voice and a platform. Unlike other social media, which went from the cool set in metro cities out to smaller towns and villages, TikTok had the opposite journey.
It went from like vernacular languages speaking people to English speaking people. It went from something that people did in the villages to something that now people do in the cities.
It went from what people were doing in India and China to the US. But now the US might follow India's lead, as Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told the media.
With respect to Chinese apps on people's cell phones, I can assure you the United States will get this one right too.
While TikTok clone apps spring up, Snigdha Poonam says the TikTok stars will not go back to their old anonymous lives in dusty towns.
I mean, this is an end to the TikTok story, but it's not the end to their story.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.